In the academic year 2012-13, more than 200,000 students were funded by Erasmus during the exchange period in another European country. Starting in 2014, Erasmus Plus, therefore, received a new 14.7 billion euro framework to finance the increasing number of participants. The criteria to be funded by Erasmus are easy. You need to be an active student in your home university, go abroad for at least 3 months in a country that participates in the EU program, and in the best case, both universities have a partnership and the student will easily receive the credits they achieve from the semester abroad. In my university, Erasmus money can differ between 270 to 390 euros per month, according to different countries. You receive less in Bulgaria and more when you go to Norway, for example. This is because the amount you need for living can vary enormously. Now we wanted to know, what does Erasmus money mean for the students and how do they feel the differences of the living costs in different countries?
To do this, we conducted interviews with three different Erasmus students. The first student is Matea, a Norwegian national studying in England.
What Erasmus Plus funding do you get?
I get £400 a month, approximately.
What is the main use of this money for you?
So I get a state fund from Norway, which I mainly use for paying rent. And so the Erasmus money, I use the Erasmus money for food and other extra things I need, clothes, alcohol.
Do you think the funding is sufficient?
If I were to only live on this money, it wouldn't be enough. But since I do have the state fund, I have enough money to survive.
What has Erasmus Plus done for you and what more could it do?
It's given me an extra income that I can spend on fun stuff and to be extra comfortable on a day-to-day basis. But I guess for other people that do not receive a state fund, it could probably be a bit higher because it wouldn't be able to pay my rent.
The second student is Julie, who is on exchange in Germany from Norway.
What Erasmus Plus funding do you get?
I receive 350 euros per month through Erasmus funding. Plus I receive 800 euros from my university.
What is the main use of this money for you?
I mainly spend this allotment on social activities, as well as my rental payments.
Do you think the funding is sufficient?
I believe that the funding is sufficient.
What has Erasmus Plus done for you and what more could it do?
At this point in my university studies abroad experience, Erasmus has enabled me to become an independent person who was able to take control of my own finances while still being held accountable. Overall, in terms of improvement, Erasmus could provide additional resources on how to properly manage the funding.
The final student is Lizzie, who is currently studying in Norway on exchange from England.
What Erasmus Plus funding do you get?
I'll get a maximum of 330 euros per month if my university gets all the funding.
What is the main use of this money for you?
Well, because it's combined with the Student Finance England, I sort of use all of it for general living costs here, like rent and food, and then being able to do fun stuff like travelling about and seeing the rest of Europe.
Do you think the funding is sufficient?
For me, I think it is, because of my background, like my parents can help out a little bit, so like it's never been a problem. But then obviously living here and it's quite a lot more expensive than England, sometimes you do sort of catch yourself being like, okay, I can't have this pint out because I need to get another loan. So, but personally it is sufficient, but I know that for other people it might not be.
What has Erasmus Plus done for you and what more could it do?
Well, it's allowed me to live in a different country, which has given me confidence for sort of doing that in the future. I've looked into master's programs abroad and that sort of thing. Like, it's given me confidence to travel and go out on my own and give me some independence and stuff. But I think one thing that it didn't do, I don't know if it's up to Erasmus or my university, but sort of prepare you for the different like living costs and stuff, like saying like how much groceries will cost and that sort of thing, just prepare you for more information.
In conclusion, for many people, the EU is an abstract concept. However, for the many young students who directly benefit from the funding supplied by the Erasmus Plus program, the EU has become an integral part of their lives. Whilst being a successful program, Erasmus has the potential to improve its services to students. According to our interviews, the creation of an EU-wide database containing useful living information relevant to each country could be a useful addition to the program. In a large part due to the efforts of Erasmus, students have been able to embrace the open-minded nature of the EU and directly engage in a process of European integration while continuing their studies abroad. This has allowed thousands of students to enhance their education through exposure to new cultures, learning methods, and knowledge in an experience previously limited to a select few. Thank you for listening.